USA Radio News. I'm Jesse Edwards. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison's office upgraded charges against the former Minneapolis police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck and charged the other three fired officers at the scene with aiding and abetting murder.
I filed an amended complaint that charges former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with murder in the second degree. Arrest warrants were issued for former Minneapolis police officers J.A. King, Thomas Lane, and Tu Tao. The charges of police officer King, Lane, and Tao with aiding and abetting murder in the second degree, a felony offense.
Quincy Mason Floyd, the son of George Floyd, spoke out at a press conference thanking prosecutors and demanding justice.
I am happy that all officers have been arrested. My father has not been killed like this. We deserve justice. That's all I have to say.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Former U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein told a Senate panel on Wednesday that he was unaware of any factual problems with warrant applications he approved for FBI surveillance of President Trump's 2016 campaign officials, codename Crossfire Hurricane.
Every application that I approved appeared to be justified based on the facts it alleged.
The Senate Judiciary Committee hearing came as the panel's chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham, faces pressure to investigate the Obama officials who began the Russia probe.
The dossier was a bunch of garbage, and Papadopoulos is all over the place, not knowing he's being recorded denying working with the Russians. Nobody's ever been prosecuted for working with the Russians. The point is, the whole concept that the campaign was colluding with the Russians, there was no there. In August 2017. Do you agree with that general statement or not?
I agree with that general statement.
Thank you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The world's biggest movie theater chain has suffered a blockbuster loss because of COVID-19. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
AMC Theaters posting a first quarter loss of around $2.4 billion. The world's biggest movie theater chain saying the loss is due largely because it had to shut down all of its theaters in March because of the pandemic. AMC is owned by Chinese conglomerate Dalian Wanda Group. It furloughed or laid off more than 26,000 employees. It's also furloughed all 600 corporate staffers, including its CEO, Adam Aron. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA is keeping a close eye on a massive asteroid leading up to the weekend, estimated to be between 820 feet and 1,870 feet, making it potentially taller than the Empire State Building at 1,453 feet, and is traveling at a speed of 11,200 miles per hour. The expectation is that the space rock will miss our planet by over 3 million miles when it flies past on June 6th. A treasure hunter using his metal detector at a Florida beach found a lost diamond ring in shallow water. Derek Smith said he was out with his metal detector when it indicated something was buried under the shallow water at Madeira Beach.
Two young ladies told me about their girlfriend who had lost her ring the weekend before. They frantically looked for a couple hours and couldn't find it. With that information, I went to find the ring. I want to get it back to her.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.